Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. The Justice Department has published a list of so-called sanctuary jurisdictions that it says are defying federal immigration law. Philadelphia is on that list, but KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports it still has not received any official notification.
The list includes 12 states, 4 counties, and 18 cities, including Philadelphia, that the DOJ says impede law enforcement. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the department will bring litigation against them to eradicate their policies. But under a Trump executive order, DOJ must first notify the cities and give them a chance to comply with its directive. City Solicitor Renee Garcia says the city has received no such notification, adding she's confident the city is in compliance with federal law. The mayor has consistently affirmed the city's welcoming policy that it won't detain anyone without a warrant, regardless of immigration status.
City Council member Curtis Jones says he's proud of the city's position, though he does expect it to have a cost. A farming family in Burlington County is mourning the death of the patriarch, John Hunter, who died in a tragic accident on Sunday. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
John and Amy Hunter say their father, 77-year-old John, died in a tragic machine accident while working on the farm Sunday. In a video released Monday, they thanked everybody for the support. John and Amy also say their dad would want them to get back to work because it's peak season right now and there's no time to waste.
You know, we're right back at it in the fields, and it just didn't, not that it didn't sink in, but we know what needs to get done. And we know to honor my father that we're going to get it done and things aren't going to lack.
Right now we need to concentrate on the business of harvesting crops and making sure that we're doing what my dad would have wanted us to do.
Hunter's farm was established in 1760 and has been providing healthy food for Cinnaminson and the surrounding area. Hotel employees are in a position to see something and say something early when it comes to human trafficking. Now a new bill in Pennsylvania will mandate training in recognizing and reporting such crimes. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
Sex crimes and trafficking is
State Rep.
Nationwide.
Regina Young is a sponsor of House Bill 1286, which mandates training for hotel and lodging workers, as well as third-party listing platforms and rental operators. Young joined co-sponsors, trafficking experts, law enforcement, and hotel industry representatives to discuss the bill during a press conference at Governor Prince Park in Essingham.
Require hotel and motel associates.
Dr. Sakina Love is the executive director of Redeemed for a Cause.
We work directly with women who are engaging in street prostitution. So a lot of the work that we have actually done has been surrounded around hotel work.
Love says hotel workers can be the eyes and ears for social workers and investigators. A Delaware County contractor accused of ripping off clients for years is back in court this week after officials say he was arrested again while out on bail for similar offenses. KYW's Justin Doodle has more.
In an orange jumpsuit with his hands and feet in cuffs, George Cook made his way into court Monday morning for a minutes-long pretrial hearing. Cook is accused of taking pay and skipping out on a number of jobs. He's been arrested multiple times this year for defrauding people, with new charges coming just last week.
He was trying to scam me so bad. He just kept saying he was on the way to bring us our deposit back, and then he would block our number for a couple of days. This went on for about 2 weeks.
That's Joe Matei with Morton Property Construction, who says they hired Cook for a subcontracting job he never did.
I was finally sending demand letters to my lawyer, and then he gave me most of the money back.
Cook's fiance Keisha Gilroy says he wants to make things right.
There's no way he could do anything at this time because he's locked up. So it's not like the people that are, you know, wanting to get their jobs finished can get them done, because there's no possible way if he's locked up. Or if they want their money back, how could he get their money back if he can't come out to make the money?
Cook, who is currently in jail, is due back in court later this month as a judge decides if they should consolidate all the cases against him. 34 girls from the Legend House in Philadelphia will hit the stage of the Kimmel Center later this month to perform an original work that explores joy, grief, and resilience in communities impacted by gun violence. KYW's Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The Legend House is where young girls receive not only dance instruction, but a place to express themselves and heal. Founder Shayna Yvonne Rudd grew up in Philadelphia and studied dance, but admits the arts can be triggering.
I was navigating my own issues with depression and anxiety and just overall a difficult life growing up. Although I was extremely blessed, there still were emotional things that I was navigating, and I took it all out on the floor.
Many of the girls in the program have been impacted by gun violence. Rudd is a psychotherapist, and part of the program involves counseling. As they discuss issues and heal, they create a show based on their experiences. 17-year-old Serenity Jones joined the program at age 2.
We don't just dance and we don't just act and we don't just have lines, but we also have a sisterhood. I feel like in most places, it's really hard to find people to connect with, especially all girls.
The group will perform The Ghetto, This Joy I Have on August 23rd. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.